This is a sculpture of Alexander the Great. This charismatic and ambitious leader ascended the throne at the age of 20 and swiftly conquered territories from the Mediterranean to Asia. Here, he's depicted astride his beloved horse, Bucephalus, at a decisive moment in the Battle of Granicus, where his army defeated the Persians. Curator Sean Hemingway.
Alexander is shown brandishing a sword. The sword is missing, but you see the scabbard tucked under his left arm. He's represented in armor, and he's looking down probably to slay an enemy who would be down below him.
His dynamic pose and the sculpture's realistic details, from the horse's straining muscles to the precise rendering of his armor, typify Hellenistic sculpture. The rudder supporting the horse is an 18th century restoration, likely designed after the original support, and probably an allusion to the Granicus River. This statuette is a small copy of a much larger statue from a monument at Dion on the slopes of Mount Olympus. Unlike his predecessors, who were much older and wore beards to indicate their wisdom and maturity, Alexander was young and clean-shaven.
And he has a characteristic hairstyle with an anastole, a tuft of hair coming at the center of his forehead, which you can see also in this sculpture. He always is portrayed in this youthful way.
Alexander often had portraits of himself made and installed at the places he conquered.
His image became a recognizable image. It was also, under his successors, used as a means of propaganda, really, of linking themselves to him as the greatest military leader of his time.